Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You are tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for the 1,214th time, but who's counting? I can't count. They closed Radio Shack, but that's a different show. I bought my first calculator there. I'm sorry. Welcome to School Talk.
Where did that come from?
Just like all of a sudden. I'm Emerson for the 5,977th time. Close radio.
244-9234. But don't call in. No. I got a guest calling in today. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com.
But they did. They closed
Radio
Shack.
Lines already busy.
I'm sorry, but they did close Radio Shack. Come on. But anyway, I got a guest on the line. Don't go nowhere. Well, welcome to School Talk. Mr. Easter, my producer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brianna Cooper is my normal producer. She's doing a lot of things. She might stop in this morning.
She's stuck in traffic.
But she's busy, though.
I know.
Because today, before you do the big board, Miss Cooper will be honored today at the Indiana State House because she's a finalist for the Indiana Student Journalist of the Year Award. Yes! Yeah! That's sponsored by the Indiana High School Press Association, so... Big hat goes off to Brianna Cooper.
Hey, there she is.
She comes. Right there. She might just step in here. So she might go out there and win this thing.
She can be a guest here. I'm going to do the job.
There you go. Sit over there. You take a break.
She's a VIP. Yeah. She can sit in the guest chair.
She's going to be busy today. But I do have busy.
Look at looks like she's out of breath at the moment.
Looking like Princeton.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
hi, Bree.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, you look like your money.
Thanks.
Hey, I'll just give you a shout out. Congratulations on being one of the finalists. And today's the big day.
She didn't get to hear it. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's for you. That is for you. Yeah. I'm gonna break a little bit. I want my guest to chime in before I really introduce my guest. But my guest is on the line. She's the executive director of the Wayne Township Educational Foundation, Lisa Pace. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey there, Emerson.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I've missed you.
All right. That's my buddy. I'm a former member of the Education Foundation, and I do miss being on the board. You guys are so busy doing some great things, and it's all about our students. And I do miss you, but before I get to what you do and all the things you do, I want Lisa to understand and Lisa to hear from you just quick, because she is our finalist going to the journalist, going downtown today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are really proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because all you guys do is, with the Education Foundation, now I'm going to get deep into that after my big board, so I just wanted to join.
What'd you say?
The big board.
The what?
The big board. Hey, bring the big board on.
All right. Let's get a little bad here while we do this. All right. Yeah. We'll do this with a little bad here, because there's not much up there, so we might as well entertain you with the big board. Of course, tonight and other events that I'm sure you'll talk about here.
Oh, yeah.
The Wayne Township Education Pizza Foundation Pizza and Spaghetti Supper is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. here at Ben Davis High School in the cafeteria. And come on out and you can see some of Wayne Township's celebrities usually serving, I think. Lisa, is that the case this year?
Absolutely. You're going to see all principals and administrators out tonight. They'll have their hairnets on and serving it up behind the line and cleaning tables and meeting parents and having a good time with all the kids.
So you can see Dr. Butts in a hairnet tonight.
Well, I don't know, but I think I can make that happen.
That sounds cool. Tweet that out.
Yeah, exactly. So that is coming up tonight here at Ben Davis High School in the cafeteria. Of course, you're listening on Sunday. It will have already happened, and we'll know. You will have already seen the picture of Dr. Butts and a hair and head.
Right on.
So that's coming up this evening at Ben Davis High School from 5 to 7 p.m. And then, of course, tomorrow is Saturday, and it continues the Disability Awareness Month here. And if you didn't, if you weren't here on Wednesday night, it was a very special day. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures, on Twitter. The Dare to Dream Awards, which looked like a huge success. So congratulations to Dr. Reinhart and everybody that put that on.
Awesome picture.
The entire student special services department here in Wayne Township. That was awesome. Office of Special Services, I believe, is who put that on. March continues Disability Awareness Month. We had a show about that. Check it out. It's on Audio Boom if you want to go back and look at that. Of course, School Talk, that's where we're here. You're hearing it live this morning, 7:30 a.m. We also replay Sunday at 2 p.m., and it's online all the time once we are over. And you can go to the big, you can actually go to our webpage now and find it right on the front page. So you can always get all the School Talks there. Our 49-49 marathon's coming up May 15th through the 17th. Already doing a bunch of planning for that. It's up on the board. Congratulations to WBDG's Corey Clark, who was third in the state in boys' it was a basketball game broadcasting. So congratulations to him.
Good
also
job.
Thanks to all of our students who were great, I thought, on Monday as they went to the IASB contest, and everybody looked nice, and we had a great day of learning and everything else.
We always look the best.
Yeah, yeah. And then coming up Thursday night, it's WBDG Day at City Barbecue in Avon. Proceeds will benefit the 49-49 Marathon. You have to have a flyer for it. I sent it out on Twitter yesterday, so check that out. That's going to do the... There you go.
And now, in 1986, the Wayne Township resident Bart York was inspired by other school districts around the state of Indiana to form an education foundation here in Wayne Township. On August 12th, 1991, his dream became a reality when the Indiana Secretary of State recognized the foundation with a certificate of incorporation. Please welcome on the phone the Wayne Township Education Foundation, and she could go all the way, Lisa Bays! And the magic button. There we go. She's the president. She's in charge. She's the boss. She takes what she does. She's the big kahuna. She has the heart of power. She does this. Yeah.
You're killing me.
Oh, girl. And when I say this, y'all, I say this with love and respect. The foundation is a big part of my heart because they've been so busy and a big part of my life by being on the board as long as I did. But the first year of the foundation life was spent getting the word out. Well, the word is out. You guys are busy.
We're busy.
Man, you guys are busy. Talk to me now. What's going on? You got some new things happening since I left the board. I seen some new information out there. So talk to me. And I said we got we'll hit the spaghetti factory again. But how long? Spaghetti factory. That's what it's going to be tonight.
No,
it's
don't
be,
go to the spaghetti factory. Come to Ben Davis.
Now they owe us money too.
Oh yeah. Anytime I make you a bit,
Radio Shack. Even though you're closing.
That's right. They owe us money.
Emerson mentioned you.
Talk to us about the foundation, Lisa.
Emerson, if I could just quick say, you know what? What we're in the business of doing is raising money. And then when teachers like Mr. Easter, Mr. Goins, any Ben Davis teacher, any teacher in the district want to do something extraordinary with their students that brings the curriculum to life or provides a new experience for them, we try to fund those kind of things. Mm-hmm. BD Spotlight Online, when the newspaper went online last year, that happened because the foundation awarded them funding to buy the software to do that, as an example. And same thing with Mr. Hettenvan did a computer networking and repair business for the mm-hmm. students that they run, and the foundation provided the seed money for him to be able to do that and buy all the servers and materials they need. So, and those are just two examples, but that's why we do what we do. The other things are kind of mechanics, just how we raise money. And we support recognition. As Mr. Easter was mentioning, all the things happening on Monday night, the foundation is honoring the Senior's Choice recipients.
There you go.
And those are the teachers nominated by the senior class for having really made a difference in students' lives. So we'll be honoring about 110 teachers that evening. The premieres will perform, and it's a very special night for those teachers because it's not often that, especially students for the 10 years later for an elementary teacher, get to be recognized by that audience. So it's a cool night.
Right. And tonight, the spaghetti pizza supper inside an auction, that's tonight. So as you honor, now I know you said you honor heroes in the classroom and the community.
You know what? We kind of went with that theme because this year we're doing this event very differently.
Mm-hmm.
We are highlighting people who've received dollars from the foundation, so programs that we've been able to fund with the generous support of the community. And those grant recipients will have tables and displays tonight so the community can really see how their participation makes an impact. So those are the heroes in the classroom.
Okay.
We have kind of a patriotic theme going. Because one of our grants in particular, the Lyndhurst Veterans Garden, has been a complete collaboration of Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, the American Legion, the Foundation, and several other entities. And they're creating a really cool green space at Lyndhurst with an eco trail, and all these partners have come together. It's going to be dedicated on May 20th, and there will be beautiful sculptures. So we kind of use that idea on that grant, and we're those students who are participating in that program, the Lyndhurst Environmental Action Posse, LEAP, they are going to be running a bunch of activities like bingo, penny pendant making. They're making art. There's an obstacle course, but it's all got a patriotic feel to it, and letter writing to soldiers and that kind of thing.
Awesome, awesome. And that's tonight, folks. The dinner will be served from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Ben Davis High School cafeteria. Come on out. You can't beat it with a stick. If you did, I'll put you in security or something like that. But it's an awesome time to see the administrators and the teachers doing what they do best, which is, you know, taking care of our kids in the community. And they take care of our parents, too. They really do take care of your parents. You just don't know, but they do. And also, you can still go online to view the items. Am I correct? At www.
Yes, yes. You can see them. You can't bid on them. Until tonight again, but the items are all online, biddingforgood.com/WPEF.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like, I know you guys have been busy, you got something going on with a cruise line this year or this time around? What's up with this?
We don't have a cruise line. There's a Cape Cod experience.
Uh-huh.
Is that what
talk to me about that.
You know what? It's that's just a donation that's been made, and you can bid on a weekend in Cape Cod. You have to get there.
Yeah.
But just a nice evening experience, a couple day experience.
Man, that is cool. I mean, get away from this. Well, you know, go visit somewhere. I mean, that is awesome.
You know, we have an AC/DC guitar, too.
Oh, dang!
Dun, well, it's...
Dun, dun. Play some numbers.
I know.
But it's about our kids. And I Ben Davis, Giant 90.9 and BDTV, we're recipients of your generosity.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've been able to send a lot of your students to some conferences in the last several years.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't broke, so don't fix it. Keep it up doing what you're doing.
And we appreciate that as well. Certainly couldn't do it without you guys.
Hey, you know one item we have on our auction that I think needs a little attention is a visit to the sports jam with Dave Calabro and the Indianapolis Colts player. It's only like at $50. We've got to support our Ben Davis alum, Dave Calabro.
Oh, man, yeah. That's awesome. All you smart sports nuts out there.
So you can still bid on these?
You can bid on them tonight.
Tonight.
If someone wanted to call the event. Call in a bid because they can't make it, I would absolutely take. We're taking absentee bids as well.
Mm-hmm. Since the inception of 1991, the foundations has awarded, and my number's probably too low now, $1.5 million in program. I told you. How does a foundation operate? I mean, when we award funds to the teachers and the special programs, how does that, it's like you got money sitting in your pocket. You just go dig in your purse and just give it to them?
No, we have to get it. We have to go out and get it. We ask the community, and we work real hard. We run Wayne Township Community Theater, which actually has a show opening next week.
So
Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing opens on Friday night, 7:30 p.m. runs for the next 2 weekends. And okay. So theater is one way we do it. We also run theater camps. And theater is great in and of itself, but it also has an added benefit for us because the proceeds support these programs in the classrooms. We have a golf outing, we do major saver, but we also just go out and ask businesses if they'll help us and individuals if they'll help us. Many years ago, we created an endowment fund, huge savings account. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just for in layman's terms, a big savings account, and we are able to use about 5% of that savings account on an annual basis. What's really cool about that and something I'm hoping to work harder at is honoring and celebrating individuals and teachers. But to create a lifetime of impact, it takes about $10,000 to create a fund in the Emerson Allen name, if you will. Or the, you know, if John wanted to make sure WBDG had something every single year, creating a fund that's a $10,000 fund would ensure that for sure, every year forever, $500 is going to go to WBDG. So those are funds, and we have those in the name of Larry Hurt. We have them in memorial funds for graduates, and they provide scholarship dollars for the most part, but they can actually go back to program needs.
No, sometimes folks might hear us talking, they might hear you talking or the board talking, but what carries a lot of weight is when folks talk on the street. And I went into your website, and I like the fact that you have an opportunity to see what people are saying about the foundation. And here's one from a Lyndhurst eighth grader. And the quote is, "The biggest thing I've learned while working on this project," and he apparently had a project went in, "is that giving back to the community can reward you with pride in yourself and your accomplishments." And that's huge. An eighth grader said that.
Yeah. That's from our annual report, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Emerson, I'm going to pull it up too while you're doing that, because we had another student say something pretty cool through his Rick Crofflin runs Science Summer Safari, and old timers know Rick Crofflin. He's been around forever.
I got that one too. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure, John. Did you have Rick Crofflin?
I did not. I think he was at Chapel Glen, and I went to Chapelwood.
Yeah,
he was.
But well known throughout the township. I mean, he's well and beyond the township too. I know he's hosted shows on WFYI. I mean, he's when it comes to elementary science, he's probably one of the most foremost people in the state.
And that's where the rubber hits the road when individuals that are impacted by the program or what the foundation is doing. And folks, you know, when I was on the board and you see in the grants committee and you see the projects that come through, some of that stuff jerks on your heart, Lisa, because you can't fund everything, but what comes through the door, everything touches you.
Yeah.
You know, because of what the teachers and what the students are trying to do. And because it ties right back into your vision and your mission. And actually your vision that the foundation has written as its vision could be a vision that really could be adopted by individuals. I don't care what you do. And I'm going to read the vision right here. Our vision is for the Wayne Township students to become responsible, caring citizens engaged in lifelong learning. I mean, that should be a vision for every
community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's a universal statement. When you look at our young people, now, I used to call our young people our leaders of tomorrow, but a lot of these kids are leaders of today. Yep. I mean, not future leaders. You find that quote you wanted to quote? Yeah, I pulled it up here also. But, you know, that's the type of information that makes it strong is when you're impacted by the love. And okay, here is Rick Crossland, the Wayne Science Coach, and he's
And here's a quote that I love that we have in our annual report too. I lost it.
I love it. There it is. Go ahead.
From Anastasia, thanks for taking me on a wonderful adventure all over the state. So he does a camp, and every single day in the summer or in a 5-day period is a visit to a various, they happen to be Indiana I don't know, nature places, whether it's Turkey Run or Brookville Reservoir. But anyway, so every day they're going someplace different doing science. My favorite thing was Tuesday when we walked in the creek and caught things. I caught 4 crawdads. I had so much fun. I wish I could explore the world every day. Thank you. He's inspiring. And I think the other piece to know is it takes a lot of effort by the teachers to come up with a creative way. So they're going above and beyond. So the fact that they've thought about an idea and they want to ask us for money, well, they're doing above average. You know, they're going extra special out of their way to create an experience for their students that they might not normally have. So big shout outs to the teachers who create these programs, because it's hard work and is just one more thing they're figuring out.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned the vacation. Now, the vacation home rental, is that the one that deals with the Cape Cod?
That one is, yeah.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
Emerson zoning in on this Cape Cod thing.
What?
I want to get away.
I said Emerson's zoning in on this Cape Cod thing here.
I mean, it's like 5 days from spring break, isn't it, Emerson?
Yeah. Let's roll. But when you do things for our young people, Brianna, you can chain in. It seems like our young people and Lisa are busy doing 1,000 different things nowadays compared to when I was young person. And then I'm really struck by some of the imagination of our young people, or the things that they want to, like Anastasia, the things that they want to do outside. And that's kind of cool, because you think about kids now, they're all stuck in front of a TV set or in front of an electronic device. You know, walking down the street, everybody's looking down, looking at their iPhone or iPad, walking in traffic. You know.
Right.
It's great when you got young people that want to explore nature. You know, Brianna, are y'all just that doggone busy?
I think your point is well taken. You know, I think sometimes our kids aren't seeing some of these things that maybe others of us have grown up doing and taken for granted, and these experiences. You know what those kids did in that program? They went to the airport and learned all about fire science. And, like, they got to look at propellers and, you know, I mean, and then the fire department at the airport does a whole fire extinguishing experiment. It shows the students how they extinguish fires from a science standpoint.
So, Brianna, are our kids that different, or it's just that the times that we live in, we're just too busy?
I think it depends on the person. Some people try to have more free time to do, you know, stuff like go out and actually look around instead of looking down at their phone. But
you've walked Eagle Creek? Just walked around?
I think I have. I think Eagle Creek was the one I walked through.
Okay. I just wondering.
Yeah, but, you know, I know Bree will, when she gets things done and she's getting ready to leave, she never wastes any time.
Okay.
She'll pick up a book. She's reading a book. She's, you know, working on her project. I mean, she does. I mean, you'll see her. And I think that, you know, and I just had a conversation 2 days ago with a student, and we were talking about the events in Selma and the March on Selma. And he had no idea what the movie Selma was about. So it gave me an opportunity to, you know, do some education and talk about that. And for me, you know, that's the fun part about being a teacher, because that wasn't related to radio, but yet it was related to culture and things. And I think sometimes we lose that culture when you don't put that device down. You know, sure, maybe you have some awareness of what Selma was, but until you actually pick up a book, or until you go online and you read about it, until you go and you see that movie, until you go and really understand what happened, then you really get a new appreciation for the right to vote, or for the struggle for civil rights, or something like that. So I know that providing those experiences like Anastasia, where she actually gets to feel and go out and touch the science and be a part of that, that all brings it home, you know, to students. And you know, when you have that ability to write something right now and it automatically pops up on the internet because you uploaded it to bdspotlight.com, you know, that's real world. That's real life. That's what's going on in newspaper newsrooms because newspaper, you know, there still is the print
right.
form, which a lot of people still get their newspaper every morning. But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people go online and read the articles there. And I think you guys have done a really nice job with what, you know, the Education Foundation helped with BDSpotlight.com. You guys have done a really nice job with that and keeping the old-fashioned print going as well because they're not the same product. So right. I know you guys have done a great job. Bree is the editor of the Spotlight. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
She wears so many hats.
Awesome.
I think
we love those students.
The webpage has helped so much. So thank you for helping with that because the paper would be completely different had we not had the
webpage.
You know
what? I love it. I love the paper. I really appreciate how quickly news gets out. I mean, it's pretty instantaneous. A tweet that I might send about one of our upcoming programs or even a feature about a teacher pops up usually within a half an hour online somewhere on BD Spotlight Online. So I think it's a really gorgeous looking tool as well. I think it's really, really nicely done.
And I like the way the foundation is busy so much. The 2015 community theater announcement. Hey, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Shakespeare, March, you know. How can folks get, now, when did this start? When did it start getting involved in theater?
Like 13 years ago. So wow. A long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have been on the board even.
Yep, I was. One of the crazy questions, you know. So the theater opened its season this year with William Shakespeare, and if folks never been down, you know, you can't go downtown, go to the theater, come to the West Side, the Best Side, and check out the Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. The dates are March 22nd, March.
And you know,
go ahead.
Emerson, we do theater camp, and it's really filling up. So spring break, we have a theater camp coming up. And so the 23rd to the 27th, we have our spring break theater camp, and it's going to feature selections from Willy Wonka Kids.
Oh.
And that's kind of another way we're sort of bringing up kids in theater and mm-hmm. the arts and exposing them. So that's really fun. I will say that camp likely is going to fill up in the next couple days, but we run them all summer long as well.
That is awesome. And then I think the other production you have this summer, Camp Rock.
Woo! Yes. Yes.
No, Camp Rock sounds like rock and roll. Am I?
Yeah.
That is it? Sure. Yeah.
And it's kind of based on a Disney production. So
okay.
It's Disney's show, and we purchased the rights to do it and make it happen.
And that's what I'm talking about. And it's through these type activities, the Camp Rock, the theater production, these things, is how folks can get involved by supporting these spaghetti pizza supper tonight, supporting the eating the excellence, and then for our young people, it's awesome. And the top 30 banquet. I mean, that is, I really miss going to that.
Yeah, I know. That's a special night.
Oh, that is that's a tearjerker. That, I mean,
yeah.
If parents, I know parents can know what I'm talking about. Teachers know what I'm talking about. Students know what I'm talking about. You got to carry your Kleenex or you're using the napkin from your dinner. But you boohooing. It's an awesome night, and I take my hats off to you guys doing what you're doing. Keep on doing. How can folks get involved? I got a couple minutes left. How can people get involved with the foundation? I mean, how can they get involved? What can they do besides go to the events? What else can they do?
Well, I mean, in particular on theater, mm-hmm. those are real easy to get involved. There's lots of opportunities for folks to, if they have a passion for that art. So, mm-hmm. and we need volunteers for all these programs that we're doing. So whether it's the spaghetti supper or even our golf outing, we need volunteers to help us make those things happen. We also are becoming more involved We've always funded hosts to a very small degree, but we want to expand what we're doing for hosts and provide a little more to that program. So we're really working hard to make more connections with that volunteer group as well.
Okay.
We provide complimentary tickets to host mentors to pretty much every program that we do. It's our way of saying thank you to them for the many, many hours they're giving in a year's time.
And your mission, now, the mission hasn't changed. Have you rewritten your mission since I left the board?
Not since you've left.
I thought I recognized that.
Yes. Not since you've left.
You know, that feels great to me because I had the opportunity to sit there and write the mission for the Education Foundation. And it's, you know, and folks, the Wayne Township Education Foundation is a community catalyst to enrich, engage, and stimulate student learning by supporting school programs and recognizing excellence throughout the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. You guys do that to the letter. Push
Thank
the magic
you.
Button because yeah. you just
we are.
Yeah, you know. Go ahead.
It's community folks. This is all by the power of grassroots community building. So we're really proud of these community members who care enough to get engaged in public education.
Well, it ain't broke, so don't fix it. You guys are busy tonight, and if I can get off work fast enough, I'm going to come across the street and get me some spaghetti and pizza because I like to see you work. You'll be flying around the place too, bro.
Yes, for sure.
Because you are busy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Lisa Bays, Executive Director of the Education Foundation of Wayne Township. Thank you for all you do, and thank your board.
I will.
All right, thank you. Hey, folks.
Thanks, Emerson. Thanks, John.
Thanks for being on
Brianna.
The show.
Thank you.
We didn't even get to talk about BD alumni.
Ah, dude, that's, see?
I know. That's another show.
That's a whole other show. That's right.
We'll put it on the calendar. Easter, you're on that board.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I haven't been able to attend any meetings, so I don't know if she's going to kick me off or not.
Well, you know, do what you can. That's all you can do. And like I said, the vision of the Wayne Township Education, the vision is awesome. I mean, it should be all our visions, you know, to become our students to become responsible, caring citizens engaged in life. Long earning. That should be all of our vision.
Learning. You said earning.
Yeah. Hey, do that too.
That too.
Do that too. No, we should be earning too. I probably got to go to work. And try
yeah,
to
there
somebody.
You go.
Well, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Lisa Bay. You can't go wrong. Brianna Cooper, you can't go wrong. Johnisha, you can't go wrong. These folks love our kids and they educate their kids themselves, but they're going to be great adults. Like Brianna, she's still a kid, you know. Remember, she's going to be an adult one day when she grow up. You know. But she's going to be great. High five. Go downtown. Smoke them. Get that award. You tell them I sent you down there. You will win. If you don't win, they got to deal with me. They don't want to deal with me because I hate kids that sag. I hate sagging pants. I can't stand sagging. I just can't stand sagging pants. I just don't hang with the wrong crowd. I'm sorry, Lisa. You still listen to me?
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
That was my tax return you just tore up there.
I can't stand sagging pants, Lisa. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't like it. The views of the best schools on SF views the image of Wayne Township, Giant 90.9, or Ben Davis High School. The views of my guests and Emerson. See you next week on School Talk.